The following is a translation of the Rebbe's talks during the festival of Sukkot of the year Tav Shin Nun Beis, and this was in conjunction with the Ushpizin, the guests that come to the Sukkah every night, and this recording will cover the Ushpizin of the fifth day of Sukkot and beyond. The fifth guest, the fifth Ushpiz, is Aaron HaKayin. Aaron's function was, as it's stated in the Mishnah, Oyevus Abriyas, he loved the creatures, Umekarvan L'Torah, and brought them close to the Torah. That means that Aaron, just like his brother Moses, was associated with Torah, Aaron too was connected to Torah, and underscores the idea of Torah, just like Moshe. However, the novelty of Aaron was that he disseminated Torah to those who are presently distant from Torah. That's why he refers to them as Briyos, creatures, meaning that they have no other overt quality. How do you accomplish, how do you get the Torah's message to reach them? Oyeves Abriyos, Umekarvan L'Torah. You have to show them love, you have to draw them close with ropes of love, and perhaps that will have an effect on them, that they will become close to the Torah. And what is novel about Aaron's approach to disseminating the Torah, Aaron was a Kohen whose primary service was the service in the Beis HaMikdash, even in the Holy of Holies. And at the same time, he was able to reach out to those Jews who were merely Briyos to bring them close to Torah. And that is also, in general, the function of the entire tribe of Levi. Aaron was its leader. They were separated from the other tribes to serve God, and at the same time also to instruct God's just ways and his righteous judgments to the public. As it says, Yerim Mishpatecha LeYankiv Yisrael, Yisrael, they instruct your judgments to Jacob and your Torah to Israel. And in order that their instruction should be received and accepted appropriately, they have to be said with Sefer Panim Yafis, with a cheerful countenance, with love and warmth, in order for it to be effective. And this is how every Jew has to operate. You have to become the Talmidov Shel Aaron HaKohen, one of the students or disciples of Aaron HaKohen, to love the creatures and bring them close to the Torah. And that's true also about the tribe of Levi, as the Rambam says, that the tribe of Levi is not restricted to the tribe of Levi, not just the tribe of Levi, but any individual Jew who volunteers can become sanctified, Kodesh Kodeshim, Holy of Holies, which is analogous to the level of the high priest. So that is the uniqueness of Aaron, that he brings the Torah to everyone. And then we go to the sixth Ushpiz, Yosef. After we went through all the preceding Ushpizin, and they all have a connection to Torah, beginning with Jacob. Jacob's idea is Torah. Moshe, of course, not only gave us the Torah, but he also gave us the pilpul of Torah, the dialectical aspects of Torah, the give and take, the discussion, the questions and answers, and the novel interpretations of Torah. And Aaron takes it to the next level, where he disseminates Torah to everyone. That's where Yosef's role enters. Yosef is so named because his mother said, Yosef Hashem li ben acher, may God add to me another son. And the Hasidic interpretation of that is that God take another, an outsider, and turn him into a son. That underscores the effect that Torah has on the whole world, the acher, the outside, the other, to refine it, to elevate it into holiness until it becomes a ben, an insider. Now, the Hasidic Ushpiz of this night is the Rebbe Maharash. The Rebbe Maharash's function is L'chatchila Ariber. He said that while the world says that if you can't go under, you go over, you surmount the obstacle, I say you should go over in the first place. Because what this represents is that the way to refine the world through Torah is in such a manner where the world senses that its whole existence is there only to be able to facilitate the observance of the laws of the Torah. That's what L'chatchila Ariber, to begin, to start off with going over. That it's not that the world itself has its own independent existence, and we have to struggle with the world in order to refine it. But no, a Ribber, we go over. The world is only here in the first place in order for us to fulfill the laws of the Torah. And this is hinted in our sages' interpretation of the word halichais, that you shouldn't read it halichais, pathways, ela halachais, but laws, that the halichais olam, the pathways of the world, is only here in order for halachais to implement the laws of the Torah. The seventh Ushpiz, the seventh guest, is David HaMelech and the Rebbe Rashab. The function of the seventh Ushpiz, through whom the Ushpizin concludes, it's the end of the whole process that is represented by this Ushpizin, is connected with the true and complete redemption. The Ushpiz that is mentioned in the Zohar is David Malka Mashiach, David the anointed king. And the Hasidic Ushpiz that goes with him, whose name is Shalom, as it says, Shalom Etain al Yisrael B'yamav, I will bring peace to Israel in his day. Not only that, but the Shalom, the peace, permeates into worldly matters that are hinted in his second name, the second name of the Rebbe Rashab, which is Dave, a bear. And it's a Yiddish name as well. And a bear, the Talmud describes as someone who has a lot of meat. That means it represents bringing Shalom, bringing peace, even into the meat, the corporeality of the physical world, refining it and elevating it. And here also we emphasize the role of Torah, because one of the primary functions of the Rebbe Rashab was the founding of the Yeshiva Temchit Mimim, in which we study Torah, but both parts of the Torah, the revealed part of Torah and the Hasidic part of Torah, which makes it Tmima, makes it complete and whole. And this is what brings about the coming of Mashiach, as he said in his famous talk, when he referred to the teaching of the Talmud, that whoever would go out to fight in King David's army would have to write a divorce for his wife. And he interpreted that to mean that the students of the Yeshiva Temchit Mimim are the soldiers of the house of David, whose role is to fight the last final battles to reveal the Mashiach. So we understand that as we stand in the last moments of Golos, of exile, we have to make increases in Torah with respect to and in conjunction with the Yeshiva Temchit Mimim by founding new divisions, in addition to expanding the existing ones, of Yeshivas Temchit Mimim throughout the entire world. And that includes also in that country where the city of Lubavitch exists to this day. And this will hasten and accelerate the completion of the work of the soldiers of the house of David to bring the true and complete redemption through David Malka Mashiach, at which time all the synagogues and all the houses of study, all the yeshivas that are in Bavel, which means it's a metaphor for all the entire world, will all be brought and established in the land of Israel. And after the effects of all the seven Ushpizin, whether it's the Ushpizin that I mentioned in the Zohar, whether it's the Ushpizin that are associated with the Hasidic leaders, and the two of them combined, which gives us 14 Ushpizin, that's where the function and the effects and the efforts of my holy father-in-law, the leader of this generation, the 15th generation, when the moon is a complete moon, that is the state of true redemption and complete redemption. In other words, the Rebbe is saying that the previous Rebbe is the 15th after 14, the 15th and 15 is when the moon is a full moon that represents the complete redemption. And one should add, the Rebbe says, that my father-in-law, the leader of our generation, is the actual director of Yeshivas Temchit Mimim from the day it was founded, in the 7 days of his celebration from his wedding. And at the time of the wedding, we say, at the end of the Sheva Brachas, Mehera, very speedily, Yishama Ba'ara Yehuda, we should hear in the cities of Yehuda, of Judea, and the outskirts of Jerusalem, Kol Sasim V'Kol Simcha, the sound of joy and happiness, because through him, the whole purpose of the instituting of the Yeshiva Temchit Mimim will be fulfilled when Mashiach comes in actuality. And this is underscored even more after we have the definitive ruling of my father-in-law, the leader of our generation, that we already completed everything. We even polished the buttons, which gives the garments which are made, designed for honor and dignity and elegance, that makes them complete, and we are ready to receive and greet the face of our righteous Mashiach. And it's only for reasons that are absolutely irrational, that cannot be understood at all, that we're still in Golos, but certainly, imminently, we will merit the complete and true redemption through David Malka Mashiach, that King Mashiach is here, and not just we will say it in the present tense, but we will be able to say it very soon in the past tense. He already came.